Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. I really do like the Psalms. I don't know if you've noticed, I've done a lot of different devotions in the Psalms. As I read them, I sense that the psalmist could relate to where we live, where I live, I think most of us. Or perhaps it is that this world, though it may appear to be different, is actually not that much different than what it was during the time the psalmist was writing these. Listen to what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 91. To those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil can conquer you. No plague can come near your home. For he will order the angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up in their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Is there a light on somewhere around you right now? Look at it. And if you draw close to it, you can feel the heat that comes from that light. Now turn and look directly into it. It's blinding brightness, isn't it? How can this tiny little light light up such a big room? Now imagine a small warehouse full of nothing but light bulbs turned on and shining, lining the shelf after shelf, row after row, from top to bottom. Well, this is like the brightness of a single bolt of lightning. I used to go up on Five Mile Prairie in Spokane when I was younger, watching the lightning as it would strike and take pictures of it. Lightning is intriguing to me, and in lightning is striking display of power in raw, stunning, powerful, and destructive nature that God created. Don't do as I did. I'm sure that's probably not safe. People need to protect themselves from lightning. Many cultures, though, throughout history feared lightning as a god. The awesome and vast light scares many. It still does to this day. Sometimes we say sudden events strike like lightning. A sudden death or accident or disaster or overwhelming temptation can grip us like a bolt of lightning. When that happens, where can we find a place of protection and safety? Is there anything or anyone powerful enough, so firm, so strong to keep us safe from the outpouring of this kind of danger and destruction? My answer, yes, there is. The Word of God reminds us that the Lord is our refuge, our fortress, our rock, a common theme throughout most of the psalm. The world and all the forces of evil cannot approach or destroy the safety we have in God. Do you hear that? Whatever comes upon us, God can hold us in peace, safety, and close to his side in his care and love. Psalm 90 verse 1 says, Lord, you have been my dwelling place through all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Amen. One last thing I want to ask your help with today. Some of you know about this if you've been at services. But we have done for a number of years now a trunk or treat for the community. It's an effort to keep our children and youth safe as they go out and collect candy. It's not in support of Halloween as such, as much as it is to support the safety of our children in our community. And we often hand out, oh man, a lot of candy to 2 to 250 families or individuals. We need as many cars to support this as we can get. If you have not signed up to bring your car and help us reach our community, please call or talk with Pastor Teresa. Or on Sunday, if you come this week, you can sign up at the Information Center. Let us know that you're going to be there to help support us. If candy is an issue, the cost of the candy, we'll supply the candy for you. Just bring a car, open the trunk, a truck, open the back, whatever you have, and come help us reach those for Christ in our community. In the past, we've actually handed out little brochures and things that people can read to lead them toward Christ as well. So join us for our Trunk or Treat and help support this. Prayer thoughts for today? Remember, Grace, and you know most of these prayer concerns. Corey Kinney needs our prayers. Scott Rooney, Kathy Steele, our insurance agent's wife, just needs prayer as she battles cancer. Nikki Kinney's family, Dallas and Whitney as they move and transition to families in need. Israel and all that's taking place in the Middle East. Oh, what a mess right now. Lord, please be up with it. Missionaries and families and our nation, our church, just spend a few moments in prayer and then have a great day, and God bless you all.